Listener Production.
Hi, it's Angeline Lowther with your local news briefing. The member for Toowoomba North has accused the state's Youth Justice Minister of playing political games in the middle of a youth crime crisis. Trevor Watts asked Leanne Linnett to provide stats on how many juvenile criminals reoffend in less than 5 days after being granted bail. He says he was unsatisfied with the response and has now written to the Attorney General.
So the reason the data is important is because it affects the number of resources that the government spend in our region. And, you know, crime has significantly increased in our region, and therefore we want more resources.
The federal government's landmark industrial relations bill is set to become law today. The proposal, aimed at kickstarting wages growth across the country, passed through the upper house last night. Senator for Queensland Susan McDonald says she's really concerned that it will bring conflict into local workplaces.
It's just another layer of bureaucracy and administration and conflict that businesses, whether they be small, medium or large, just don't need right now when we're seeing increased electricity charges, increased transport costs, food costs, and the shortage of workers.
Tranquility Care Services Toowoomba will no longer operate come January 31. It follows a report released last month detailing how TCS was no longer viable. Chief Operations Officer Dana Burkhout tells us what's next for clients.
A transition plan is in place to make sure that they continue to receive the care from TCS until they're transferred to another care provider. We're working very closely with all of the participants and their families to manage this change because it is obviously very difficult for a number of different people.
Updating local sport, and Queensland Rugby has named its team lists for this weekend's Next Gen Sevens event. Toowoomba's Jessica Barnes and Taylor Ackland have been named in the Youth Girls. A team of youth girls and boys will represent the Sunshine State in Sydney.
From Listener and the Royal Institution of Australia, I'm Dr. Sophie Calabretto, and this is The Science Briefing, a new podcast about the science of everything. Twice a week, you'll hear the latest in science news from Australia and across the globe, in 15 minutes or less. From coral reefs recovering from bleaching,
if the stresses stop and the conditions revert to the normal, the algae can come back and the coral can start to recover.
Monkeypox conspiracy theories.
Chimps aren't even monkeys, they're apes. So this idea that the AstraZeneca vaccine makes chimps sick and therefore would make humans sick is baseless.
To the secrets of nerve pain uncovered by a snail.
So when they were looking at the toxins from these snails, they discovered that the toxins were quite effective at closing off messages that travel through the body.
The Science Briefing. New episodes every Tuesday and Thursday. Download the Listener app now to listen for free and search The Science Briefing in the Listener app now. Listener.